Okay, so maybe the weirdest opening day for the Red Sox ever, but it is opening day nonetheless, so we're going to take a few minutes to talk about it. And with us to do that, Howard Bryant stuck around, ESPN senior writer, who joined us for Week in Review before. Howard, thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure.
And we've got Chris Siderick, Radio Boston's Chris Siderick, joining us on the phone now. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana.
And if you are out there, I think we've got the phones open still. We've got a little bit of time. If you are really excited about opening day or really dismayed about it under the circumstances, call us, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. All right, so listeners know that Chris and I talk baseball a lot, and Howard, you've been on to talk sports with us before. We have this moment. Sports are back. We're going to have a 60-game season. But before we even start talking about that, is there anyone out there who's not at least a little bit mad at baseball right now between labor negotiations, COVID concerns? Is baseball coming back with a halo, right, or sort of condemnation right now? Howard, I heard you laughing.
Yeah, when was the last time everybody was happy about baseball? Baseball is the one sport where everybody feels the right. It's like a relative. I reserve the right to always be mad at you for something. And so there's a lot of conversation about why are they doing this. And then there's a lot of the hype about baseball being back and that there's this normalcy of your routine and that this feeling of summer is not really going to feel like summer unless there's some baseball going on. And last night when I was watching the two games, the Yankees and the Nationals and the Giants and the Dodgers, my Twitter feed was boiling up about what's with the cutouts back there. So people even wanted to fight about having cardboard cutouts in the crowd. I'm happy that the sport is coming back to some degree. But on the other hand, I still, as we were talking about in the last segment, I don't think any of this is ready. I've been getting texts from players across the league. Are we even going to finish? And you saw what happened with Juan Soto of the Nationals testing positive before a game. And then the report today that there are other Nationals players who are already testing positive. They haven't announced that yet. So a lot of this feels like it's not time yet. But I also, once again, there's this feeling of let's get on with it.
Yeah.
So Chris, Howard, just
admit a little bit of a little guilty confession. Like to me, it's kind of like, your dog poops on the floor and then 10 minutes later brings you the tennis ball and you're just kind of like, oh, I can't stay mad at you.
Like,
I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, like I missed
man.
You. So there is an element of I'm glad it's back. But obviously those are all really serious concerns. And I think nobody really knows how much of a season we're actually going to get.
Well, and yeah, so Chris Howard just talked about the cutouts in the stands, or either of you. For those of our listeners who may not have been paying a ton of attention, how is baseball reopening? What are the rules? What's happening or not happening in the stands? Who is and isn't there? Kind of lay it out for us. Howard.
Well, the plan is that nobody is supposed to be there, really, except the essential personnel, the umpires, the players. The stands are empty. They put advertising over the seats. They've supposedly tried to implement rules where you have a new ball after every pitch and every at bat. You've got now, there's no spitting in the dugout, which I think people would kind of like, actually. You're not supposed to do.
Hallelujah.
You're trying to do different things with the high fives and the handshakes and everything else. They're trying very hard to look responsible, even though it feels kind of impossible to be responsible. They expanded the playoffs to 16 teams to try to make it look like at the very least you can get some sort of tournament out of a 60-game season. The players didn't want necessarily 60 games because it's too short to determine a champion. The owners didn't want to not play. People hate the designated hitter in the National League because it's never been there. Now it's here. So there's all kinds of conversations about what this sport is going to look like. But here's one quick thing about this, Tiziana, that is really important, that the owners of this game, the owners of the teams and the sport itself, they are going to use this season as a trial balloon for all kinds of different initiatives where they've got a long-term plan of really sort of blowing up the traditions of baseball and making this thing look almost unrecognizable over the next 10 years.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's kind of, you're probably not happy to hear this, but that labor negotiation we had talked about a couple of times mm-hmm. throughout how ugly it got, that's kind of a preview of what's going to come at the end of this year going into next year, because they're going to be working on a new collective bargaining agreement. So you saw a little bit of foreshadowing of kind of where the owners are drawing the line and where the players are drawing the line. It's fair to say, I think, that baseball has been struggling to maintain interest, and so I do think they're going to try to use this as a chance to try some things out. They've got new rules for extra innings, going to the extra innings as a runner that starts on second base. So I think they're going to try to speed up the pace of play and see if they can bring in a new batch of fans.
All right, so time is going fast, and before we go, there are a couple of other things I want to get to, and one is bringing it home to Fenway Park. Do we have a decent team this year? I mean, we seem to have no one to pitch, almost literally no one to pitch, at least as an opener. You know, are the Red Sox going to play decent baseball?
I mean, you got Nathan Eovaldi tonight. Yeah, that's not a bad way to start, but after that, it gets pretty questionable. Yeah, what do you think, Howard?
Yeah, I think that as we bring it back to COVID, you've got Eduardo Rodriguez shut down for an extended period of time or however length of time because he's having symptoms as well. So there are always these reminders of what are we really doing. But I think when you look at the Red Sox as a team, here's the thing that you've got. Anybody can be a good team for 60 games. That's the thing about baseball. The separating factor of a good and bad team is how good are you over 162. But if you can hang in there for 60 games and make it a tournament, who knows? You might be able to steal the most illegitimate championship in the history of championships. But I they're certainly not the team they were. And believe me, looking at Mookie Betts in a Dodgers uniform last night certainly brought a lot of emotions to a lot of Red Sox fans, especially the fact that they gave him a $365 million contract when it seemed like it was virtually impossible for the Sox to give him a deal. But I didn't think he was going to stay in Boston anyway.
12-year contract, no less. Chris, what are you going to be watching for from the Sox in these first couple of games?
I mean, I think it's really interesting. They lost Mookie. They've lost David Price. So obviously they've lost some big-name talent. But they did have a lot of players that kind of underachieved last year. So I think it'll be interesting to see if the lineup can basically compensate for the fact that they don't have anybody to pitch, either starting or in the bullpen, really. It'll be interesting to see. As Howard said, I mean, over 60 games, you know, if you get hot for 2 or 3 weeks at the plate, all of a sudden, that's almost half the year. And so I do think predicting how the season is going to turn out is pretty much impossible. We've never seen anything like this before.
So, Howard, we've only got about a minute left, but it's worth noting that the Red Sox put a giant 250-foot billboard outside Fenway Park saying Black Lives Matter. And that seems really different from, for example, how the NFL has handled things, or at least did 4 years ago with Colin Kaepernick. Are we seeing a fundamental shift in pro sports?
Yeah, you're seeing a fundamental shift, and I think the Red Sox have been, and to put it out there on the Mass Pike, in Red Sox font, in Red Sox lettering. I think it was, I talked to some Red Sox folks the other day, and I think the word that really struck me was we are unambiguously in support of this. So you saw their Twitter feed, you saw what they did in the signs. They encourage their players to express themselves with no retribution down the line. I think that they've embraced this moment and said, listen, We're listening, and we'll see how long it lasts. But I think that what the Red Sox did was pretty remarkable.
All right, so I invite everybody to go into tonight with understandably mixed feelings, but watching the Red Sox play for the first time opening day in July. That is ESPN senior writer Hyle Bryant. Howard, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And Radio Boston's Chris Sitterick. Chris, thanks for dialing in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to talk to you both.